This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Modern Ag Alliance. I'm Riley Smith. The American Farm Bureau Federation has commented on the Trump tariff situation. We'll have more right after this.
Our farmers feed us all. For generations, they've done what's best for the land. So why is the litigation industry threatening Iowa farmers' go-to crop protection tool? Without glyphosate-based herbicides, crop yields will drop, costs will soar, and we'll all see even higher grocery bills. Farmers need to be supported, not controlled. To keep glyphosate available in our state, go to TakeControlIowa.com. Paid for by Modern Ag Alliance in support of Iowa farmers.
At 12:01 a.m. on Tuesday, March 4th, tariffs on Mexican and Canadian imports went into effect. At the same time, the tariff on Chinese imports doubled. Dave Salmonson, Senior Director of Government Affairs with the American Farm Bureau Federation, says these tariffs will now cover a significant portion of American agricultural exports.
Mexico's $30 billion a year in our ag exports. Canada's 29. China's been about 24. Add them up. Those three countries are half of all U.S. agricultural exports. The U.S. said they were going to put 25% tariffs on good imports from Mexico, 25% on most things from Canada, 10% on energy products. And with China, we added 10%.
Salmonson said tariff retaliation includes a large list of U.S. agricultural products.
From Canada, starting off with the 25% import tariffs on U.S. products going in, we got poultry and dairy, wheat, barley, rye, a lot of grains. China also has a retaliation list. This will go into effect on March 10th for chicken, wheat, corn, and cotton, 15%, and then 10% tariffs on soybeans and sorghum and pork and beef and fruit and veggies, dairy products.
Salmonson added that there are still some possibilities of negotiations on exclusions for agricultural products.
Now, these tariffs so far, other than a lower tariff on Canadian energy products, but there really haven't been exclusions. Over 85% of our potash comes from Canada. We don't want that subjected to a 25% tariff that the U.S. put on it. Why don't you exclude that? If this lasts any length of time, the pressure on doing exclusions will certainly rise.
For more information, visit fb.org. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.